Hi everyone, I'm Mark. I'm going to tell you about a recent holiday that turned out to be far more adventurous than my wife and I had originally anticipated. We were looking to take a break from our busy city lives and wanted to escape somewhere quiet for a week. When we were deciding where to go, my wife was keen on a coastal trip, as we usually enjoy the beach, but we eventually settled on a pine forest for our getaway because we wanted a complete change of scenery.
Finding the right accommodation was our next task. We didn't book a standard hotel in the bustling town centre, as we usually do. Instead, we opted for a secluded mountain lodge, situated a bit further out in the wilderness. It was famous for its natural hot springs, which sounded incredibly relaxing after a long year of work, so we booked a cabin right away.
When we arrived, the surrounding area was breathtaking. On our first morning, we considered booking a guided rock climbing tour to get our adrenaline pumping. However, we decided we wanted something less strenuous to start the holiday off and spent the morning doing some bird watching instead. It was wonderfully peaceful and gave us a chance to explore the local trails at our own pace.
Before leaving home, we had packed heavy coats and thick gloves, expecting freezing temperatures in the mountains. Surprisingly, it was unseasonably warm for that time of year. Because of this unexpected heatwave, there was a lot of melted snow, making the hiking trails rather muddy and difficult to navigate, but we managed to enjoy our walks regardless.
Without a doubt, the highlight of the lodge was its fantastic outdoor swimming pool. Because it was located in such a wild environment, I'd assumed it would be enclosed by a tall glass wall to keep the wildlife out, but it was actually just surrounded by a low wooden fence, which gave it a very rustic and open feel, blending perfectly with the surrounding trees.
On our final evening, after a heavy dinner, we decided to have a late-night swim to wind down. We initially thought it might be too dark to see anything out there, but we were lucky because there was a bright full moon illuminating the entire pool area, casting a beautiful silver light over the water.
We were quietly enjoying the warm water when I suddenly heard a heavy splash at the shallow end. I initially assumed a large stray dog had wandered in from a nearby farm, but as the water settled and the creature stood up, I was absolutely shocked to see a young brown bear doggy paddling near the steps.
We completely froze in terror, expecting it to swim right towards us. Actually, it completely ignored us and seemed entirely captivated by a brightly coloured floating toy that another guest had left in the water earlier that day. It just batted it around with its huge paws.
We quietly backed away to the edge and slipped out of the pool. The night manager must have seen what was happening on the security cameras. He didn't shout or run out waving his arms in a panic. Rather, he simply sounded a loud air horn from a safe distance on the balcony, which promptly startled the bear, causing it to scramble out and run off into the trees.
It was certainly an unforgettable experience. Before heading home the next morning, I looked in the gift shop for a suitable souvenir to remember the event. I almost bought a heavy coffee mug, but settled on a funny postcard featuring a swimming bear, which perfectly summed up the trip.